This is Brett Jones from Relationship Warrior Podcast, the podcast for entrepreneurs, singles, and couples who want to have it all across all areas of life and know that relationship is the primary area that you have to be magnificent in. Rocket Man and Freddie Mercury, two lives thrown into destruction. If you've seen the movies, you'll see that their lives are very, very parallel. Both Elton John and Freddie Mercury went into drugs, went into wild parties, went into persecuting themselves because of things that had happened to them in their younger years. And in Rocket Man, it becomes very apparent that the three conditionings that I talk about, you know, from culture, from events that happen to you, and from the role models that you have, condition our lives and make us show up in certain ways. And it doesn't matter how much fame you've got or how much money you've got. If you can't solve those, you can't have love. And Elton was on a search for love. You know, he was constantly going through numerous partners looking for love. And it doesn't matter whether you're in a same-sex relationship or a heterosexual relationship. The principles are exactly the same. If you're conditioned to reject it or push it away or not accept it or to not be comfortable in your own skin, then you're never going to be able to find love for yourself. And in Relationship Warriors, what we're able to do is we're able to reprogram that conditioning so that you can be loved, so you can be successful, so you can have what you want in your life. But if you're not prepared to do the work, it's not going to happen. And in Rocket Man, you see Elton finally, after years of drug-fueled binges, get to the point where he's finally had enough. And in my 30 years of experience of working with people, I've seen exactly that same dynamic. It's not until people get to the point where they're sick and tired of what they've got, do they move and want to shift to something completely new. And that's where Elton gets to. And he finally goes into intensive therapy. And he works out his relationship with his mother. He works out his relationship with his father. He works out his relationship, more importantly, with himself. And finally gets to the point where he actually feels good about himself. And that is the only way that any of us are going to be able to finally get to a point where we feel okay with ourselves and want to change things. And if you want different results in your life, you have to get to that point. So on day one of the code event that we run, we help people, one, understand what these patterns and conditionings are, how they were formed in the first place. On day two, we go into the principles that we need to know around how relationships actually work. Because it's not enough to love somebody, unfortunately. And what gets in the way of us loving somebody else and letting love in, and thirdly, loving ourselves, is these patterns and conditionings. So if they're not in the way, there's no point in showing anyone the skills on day two. And the skills are around how we communicate and not understanding the differences between men and women and what we actually need in relationship. It's easy to say we both need love. Of course we do. But how we get that love, how we experience that love, shows up in the states that we're in. If we're too much in the masculine and we're a woman, we're not going to feel it. We're going to feel stressed, overwhelmed, and there's no oxytocin, so no feeling of love. If we're a guy and we're too much in the feminine, then there's too much oxytocin, not enough testosterone, and we won't feel loved either. So either way, if we can't solve our communication, because that communication literally stimulates each other to experience the emotions that we call love. And without those, any relationship is either going to go cold and dead, or it's simply going to collapse because that emotion is not in place. And that's a sad place to be, because when you get there, that's when you don't know when, but eventually you're going to get to a point where you're simply going to get divorced. And the truth is, divorce is a solution that people use when they don't know how to make a marriage work. And it's not really a solution, because the truth, again, is that second marriages fail at a 75% rate. Third marriages fail at a 95% rate, because people don't understand that if they don't change the underlying patterns and conditioning, they'll do exactly the same in the next relationship and exactly the same in the one after that. So we have to be able to change what we're doing. And that's when you really start to see how to make those changes. And that's what we're here for. We can help you make those changes. We can help you get to a point where you can clearly see what you need to change in yourself. Because when we change the inner world, the outer changes. Have a look at Rocket Man. Watch the movie and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. But we make it far more fun than traditional ways of changing our conditioning, our patterns, and how we see ourselves. And we provide a great depth of skills across each of the territories of anyone's life. Those skills are in, you know, the five major territories: communication, in the boudoir, in the treasury around how we earn money and how we invest that money, with our heirs, with our children and the legacy we're going to leave, in fitness and in health, in the dojo, and importantly, in the temple, where our beliefs, how we see ourselves, and how we relate to others. So thank you for listening, as always, to this podcast. I trust this brief insight into your conditionings and patternings is going to inspire you. Watch both the movies. They're great to watch. But the message within them is we have the ability to change our lives. And thankfully, Elton did. He went on to get into a stable relationship, has now been in one for nearly 20 years. And we can do the same thing. We can all get to a place where we can have that beautiful relationship we actually want. As always, this is given to you free. So if you know someone that needs to hear this message, pass it on to them. Don't be selfish. Don't keep it to yourself. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again for another Relationship Warrior podcast very soon.